This is KUT. Low-income housing tax credits are the primary government resource for building more affordable rental housing. In order to score these federal tax deductions, developers need to gain approval from both state and local governments. But some want to change that system in Texas. As KUT's Saeed Hassan reports, critics say it gives undue authority to state representatives.
This may be the most anxious time of year for affordable housing developers in Texas. In a few weeks, they'll find out whether their tax credit applications have been approved. The decision could spell life or death for their proposed projects. So let's go over how this system works. The federal government distributes the money to states and local housing authorities. They award the funds to builders in the form of tax credits, which help finance affordable developments. But the competition is fierce.
Right now, these tax credits are a complex system of points.
Dina Jackson is the Senior Vice President of Grants and Research at the Dallas Women's Foundation.
The local government, neighborhood associations, and also state House representatives, not senators, are able to put in points, and they add up, and we see who's able to be awarded tax credits.
The Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs awards the competitive tax credits. It scores the projects on a range of criteria, including support from local governments. But Jackson's group recently released a report that calls for changes to the system. At the local level, developers have to gain approval from city council. But at the state level, that authority is in the hands of a single representative.
This, in effect, gives the House representatives the veto power over where affordable housing is going to land in their jurisdictions.
And this matters because those representatives have constituents to answer to, constituents who may not want affordable housing developments in their neighborhoods. Industry representatives say some legislators simply refuse to get involved.
So you're finding entire areas of the state now essentially redlined out of the program.
Sarah Anderson runs a tax credit consulting firm in Austin. She's worked with developers who have had their state support pulled at the last minute, seemingly because of neighborhood opposition.
We've seen it where we've gone all the way till 4:30 on the day that they're due, and we're told that they're going to write the letter. And then after everything's done, the money is spent. And they just say, yep, I've changed my mind.
The Texas House did consider a bill to change the system this session. It proposes allowing state senators to weigh in as well as state representatives. But that bill has been left pending in a House committee. Texas will award this year's round of low-income housing tax credits in July. Saeed Hassan, KUT News.